Pope Benedict has returned to the Vatican following a three-day visit to Milan for the 7th World Meeting of Families. The Holy Father concluded the meeting by presiding over an open-air mass, which saw 1 million people in attendance. Vatican Radio's Mario Galgano asked the director of the Holy See Press Office, Father Federico Lombardi, about his impressions of the visit.
How was this meeting and journey of the Pope here in Milan?
I think that this journey of the Pope in Milano was a wonderful occasion for the Pope and for the Church to announce the gospel of the family, that is the good news about the family, that in the perspective of the Catholic Church it is really the place of the love, a place of the life, and it is a fundamental, a crucial institution for the society and for the mankind, because through the family there is the formation, the education of the new men and women of tomorrow, and the family can give a essential contribution for the well-being of the society and of the different countries in the world. And the Pope has explained very well and in a very concrete way how the faith, the Christian perspective about the family can help in the daily life to form a family as a basis of the society, a place of the education with all the different and important values that are essential for the future of the of our societies. The Pope has given spontaneous answer to the crucial question that were posed to him by the family during the vigil of yesterday evening, and has given an homily today in the Mass. It was really a synthesis of the Christian perspective about the family, and I think that it was really the best occasion for him in the situation of today to give the positive perspective about the family in a time in which there are so many difficulties for the families, by the society, by the culture, by the politics. He has shown how important it is to help concretely the families to give the fundamental service for the future of our societies, of our church, and of the entire mankind. A positive message, a gospel, a good news for the mankind.